I am Emmanuel, and I have been studying Nigerian politics for over 15 years. In today's episode, I'll be talking about Bola Tinubu's fresh trouble with the EFCC. The EFCC deepened its probe by writing a letter to the Code of Conduct Bureau requesting copies of Tinubu's asset declaration form. It was arraigned in 2011 for asset declaration fraud, but the EFCC is now claiming to have found additional information and believe it would successfully nail Tinubu using the same set of asset documents but with advanced layer of verification. The purpose of this case against Tinubu is to kill his 2023 presidential ambition. This is because an arrest and prosecution of Tinubu could affect his 2023 chances for president. Be sure to watch this video to the end, because by then you would have a detailed understanding of Bola Tinubu's fresh trouble with the EFCC. EFCC is Nigeria's Economic and Financial Crime Commission. The EFCC deepened its probe by writing a letter to the Code of Conduct Bureau requesting copies of Tinubu's asset declaration form. The investigation began last year after the president removed former chairman Ibrahim Magu. The letter, which restarted it, was dated November 6, 2020 and was signed by the then Lagos Zona head Abdulrasheed Bawa, who is now the chairman of the EFCC. One official of the EFCC, who wished to remain anonymous, said the probe was in response to some petition against Tinubu since 2018, which former EFCC chairman Magu failed to act on. In case you don't know Bola Tinubu, the Jagaban. He graduated in 1979 with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting at the Chicago State University. He returned to Nigeria in 1983, joined Mobil Oil Nigeria, and later became an executive of the company. His political career began in 1992 when he joined the Social Democratic Party. He was a member of the People's Front faction, led by late Shehu Musa Yadua. Other coalition members include the late former president Umaru Musa Yadua, former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, and former Secretary to the Federal Government Babagana Kingibe. He was elected to the Senate representing the Lagos West constituency. In 1999, he won Funchal Williams and Dosunmu at the AD primaries and subsequently became the 12th Governor of Lagos State. He was a former Governor of Lagos State for two terms, between 1999 and 2007, and currently he is a leader in the ruling party, the APC. Almost everyone on the street thinks Tinubu is corrupt. It is easy to conclude if you look at all the properties he has acquired. But there is a problem here. The EFCC, since its inception, is used by the government to harass opposition or people they perceived as enemies or rivals. Let me take you through memory lane. Through Nuhu Ribadu, President Obasanjo used the EFCC to harass and scuttle the then Vice President Atiku Abubakar's presidential ambition. As it is then, it is now. The trend recently is when corrupt politicians changed from PDP to APC, their sins are forgiven, meaning they drop their case with the EFCC. During President Buhari's first term, he wasted a lot of time and resources in the corruption case against the then Senate President, Bukola Saraki. They believe he might want to be president, so there is an effort to give a dog a bad name to hang it. The purpose of this case against Tinubu is to kill his 2023 presidential ambition. It's interesting because after President Buhari has used Tinubu to achieve his lifetime dream, this is his best way to pay him. The plan against Tinubu has been designed and being implemented step by step. All of his appointees loyal to Tinubu were either removed or made redundant. Look at the removal of Adamu Shomole, former chairman of APC, and the regular embarrassment of Vice President Yemi Osinbajo. I am not a fan of any of them. I believe they have consistently failed to represent the region when it matters. The only people they care about is themselves. But that does not make it right. What is meant for the goose should be intended for the gander. This investigation is a waste of time and a witch hunt. Bola Tinubu left office in 2007, that is 14 years ago. He was arraigned in 2011 for asset declaration fraud. Still, the matter was dismissed due to prosecutors' failure to find enough evidence to substantiate their claim that he operated foreign bank accounts while he was governor between 1999 and 2007. But the EFCC is now claiming to have found additional information and believe it will successfully nail Tinubu using the same set of asset documents but with advanced layer of verification. I think that is pure nonsense from the staple of EFCC. The ability to prove this case could still be more challenging than the officials boasted. All the monies would have been turned into an asset, and that will require a complex layer of financial maneuver. This investigation is just a waste of time and a witch hunt. The purpose of this case against Tinubu is to kill his 2023 presidential ambition. He is considered untouchable because of his role in bringing Buhari to power, but his influence has waned since 2015. Buhari successfully shut him out of his inner circle after being sworn in as president. Remember Buhari's speech, "I am for everybody, I am for nobody." An arrest and prosecution of Tinubu could affect his chances at contesting for president at the 2023 election. He opened a campaign office in Abuja last year, although he's yet to publicly declare his intention to run. It is clear some people within the APC is trying to humiliate him with their preliminary struggle for 2023 politics. If they succeed, he won't be considered as a credible candidate for the party's ticket. In this video, I have discussed Bola Tinubu's fresh trouble with the EFCC. The EFCC deepened its probe by writing a letter to the Code of Conduct Bureau requesting copies of Tinubu's asset declaration form. He was arraigned in 2011 for asset declaration fraud. But the EFCC is now claiming to have found additional information and believe it will successfully nail Tinubu using the same set of asset documents but with advanced layer of verification. The purpose of this case against Tinubu is to kill his 2023 presidential ambition. That is because an arrest and prosecution could affect his chances to contest for president in 2023. Let me know your opinion on this in the comment section. Do you agree with me that Tinubu's trouble with the EFCC has to do with the 2023 election? If you agree, why? And if you disagree, why not? I want your opinion on this. If you like what you've just heard, please like this video. If you would like to see more videos like this, subscribe to my YouTube channel. You will get a notification each time I upload a new video. I release videos once a week about Nigeria and anything that can help you develop. Thank you very much, and I will see you in my next video.